With thousands of Russian forces more or less looking over their shoulders, most voters in Crimea were expected to choose joining Russia in Sunday's referendum. Moscow has pledged to recognize the vote, raising expectations that the peninsula leaves Ukraine and becomes part of the Russian Federation as soon as next week. About 7 out of 10 eligible voters in Crimea had taken part in the referendum by early afternoon, including these women.
I'm here to vote for joining Russia. It does not mean, of course, that we quickly receive benefits, but we hope life will become better.
Yet the minority Crimean Tatars boycotted the referendum. The Tatars want to stay within Ukraine, as they still recall World War II when Soviet leader Joseph Stalin deported them to Central Asia. The West has condemned the referendum as undemocratic, but Crimea's Prime Minister Sergei Aksyonov strongly disagrees. There is no pressure on people. As you can see, everybody is free to vote the way they want. There is no pressure, he says, after voting in a polling station where some protesters were holding a Ukrainian flag. However, Sunday's vote and Russian military movements in Crimea have alarmed Ukraine's interim government and triggered the worst crisis in East-West relations since the Cold War. The West has threatened to impose sanctions on Russia, and in a phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin, German Chancellor Angela Merkel also condemned a Russian attempt to try to enter a split of land belonging to Kherson, a region adjacent to Crimea. Yet her spokesman said Putin had welcomed Merkel's plan to send more observers of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe to Ukraine as part of international efforts to ease tensions in the strategic former Soviet Republic. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.